Hello and welcome to End Goals, an LCMS Youth Ministry podcast. I'm host Reverend Mark Kiesling, and I'm with DCE Juliana Schultz. We're here to bring parents, church workers, and lay leaders discussions and resources to help your youth ministry meet its end goal, which is young people who are disciples of Jesus Christ for life. Today, we're going to talk to our staff about their reflections on the 2025 LCMS Youth Gathering.
It's a little quieter now that we're not recording from the middle of the Interactive Center. But the 2025 LCMS Youth Gathering was last week. We could talk about it in the past tense.
So weird.
It's hard to believe that it's come and gone so quickly.
Yes.
Which it really does after all that prayer and planning. And for some of you looking forward to 2028, we wanted to take a moment to look back at the 2025 gathering with our staff. This is an amazing team of people. They have a really unique perspective from behind the scenes of the gathering that sometimes highlights for you guys who are listening, maybe things that you wouldn't have heard about or experienced as a part of your gathering experience.
I wish there was a way, though, that we could collect every story of every minute of every congregation, of every volunteer, of every planner that's there, just the eyes and ears as they get to see God's people gathered together around word and sacrament and service, time together. It's just so wonderful. And we get to hear just a little bit. So we always are looking for more ways, whether it's through the evaluation or Facebook or whatever it is, to get more stories to celebrate all that God does through that event. We just heard again from like our facilities that we worked in. They just can't believe our volunteers that attend the event. So I hope, again, you guys are all adult leaders that are listening to this, giving thanks for our volunteers and the time that they give. But we're talking 200 planners that commit to 12 to 24, even more months in preparation. We had our ambassadors, about 300 of those, who come and get trained and take on a lot of great roles. And then just can't say enough about our over 500 young adult volunteers that just bring the energy and the connectiveness to our event that just makes it unique what they provide. So we're so thankful for all of them that work and all that time of preparation and prayer to lead up to the event. And as we always say, it is not about our staff. We are blessed to see the 35,000 foot level and to work with all these teams and try to give our best direction as we can. But there's so many people that go into it. But we are going to take some time to hear from our staff about maybe some of their reflections and certainly some of them that you've heard on the podcast before leading up to the gathering.
Yeah, so just like you're going to have your young people hopefully share with their parents and other people in your congregation, let's start a little debriefing session. And we're going to start.
Welcome to it.
Here we are. We're going to do it live in front of you all. So we're going to start with Meredith Smith, who you've heard on the podcast before. Meredith, what is your role, particularly when we're at the gathering?
So at the gathering, I am in charge of the media team, which is about 40 different creative professionals and volunteers that helps tell the story of the gathering, both at the gathering and to those people who are at home, just tuning in to see what their young people are up to at the gathering.
Yeah. So what's maybe one moment of the 2025 gathering that you are going to remember in particular?
So, Mark, you mentioned all the 200 planners that make this happen. And I know the Mass Events team works really, really cohesively together to make sure that all of the nights go together. But each night for Mass Event, there is a night manager. And one of my very dear friends happened to be the night manager for night three. I actually got to sit in the stadium next to her when night three was happening. And just to see like all of our text messages and, you know, lunch conversations and post-it notes come to fruition and see how that was executed and to see so many people impacted by the work that her and her team did for that night three was just really special to get to sit next to her and, you know, maybe shed a tear or two. Happy tears, obviously, but it was just really a really special moment for us.
Yeah, it is an amazing gift to be able to see the process all the way through, and particularly to get these amazing volunteers a front seat to them, get to execute in really
And in so many ways of the gathering, all the different planning, it all starts with ideas and post-it notes in a meeting room. And to walk around the floor and the stadium and just see it all come together is just really special.
So then what's maybe one thing you learned throughout the 2025 gathering?
Well, like I said, I get to work with about 40 different creative professionals who don't necessarily all get to come together before the gathering. Sometimes the first time that they are meeting each other is when we walk into our meeting room 2 days before the gathering starts. And just to see those people use their gifts and skills to help share the gathering. You know, by the time we get to the gathering, we're pretty tired. So getting in those fresh people who are just so excited to tell people to drink water at the gathering, just to do the basic things of making sure people are informed and having a good time and getting to connect with all those people. It's just, I am constantly amazed at how many talented people are in our church body and then who want to serve young people.
And give up their time.
Yes, I mean, their vacation. Yeah. It's amazing of how many creative people our church body has and how they're just willing to share that with others.
And I think one of the highlights for me was to watch the recap video, well, every night at the Mass event, but then even like during the worship as we were wrapping up and kind of that time. And that's a lot of your team's work.
Yeah.
That was like capturing all that. So like just a great way to tell the story of the gathering, let alone just, again, the gathering of God's people, which is awesome to see. So your team just did a miraculous job of capturing all that. It was great. Yeah, it was awesome.
And I know there were so many people I was seeing on social media who were praising how well your team was doing. Yeah. I think maybe one of the things we want to say is there's a lot of people on your team, and they're very dedicated to what's happening on social media and other places, right?
Yes.
Not exactly something you're going to replicate back home.
Yeah. Oh, please don't even try to do that. You will be very tired and very, very exhausted.
Right. But so amazing to see that kind of giftedness come. And we need people who have all different kinds of gifts to come together. You talk about creatives, but different kinds of creatives that help make that happen.
There are some church workers on our team that media is not their everyday job. They're pastors and teachers and working at our Concordia seminaries. And so just to tap into some of their other gifts and skills that they might not normally get to tap into in their everyday life is always really fun.
So what was the latest or the earliest that your team was working following a Mass event?
Ooh, I think our latest was probably about 1:30 in the morning.
And so what are you doing until 1:30 in the morning? What kind of work's going on?
So we have to get from the stadium to our office at the convention center. And as you can imagine, there are lots of photos and videos that are taken in the span of an hour and a half Mass event. So photo team is going through photos and making sure that they're getting rid of the bad ones. They're making sure the good ones look even better. Our video team is putting together recaps and clipping stuff from streams so we can get quotes and those talking points out and just getting out those final messages for the night as people are wrapping up with their community group time, that we're kind of ending our night together.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much. And thanks to the media team for all of their hard work. We appreciate hearing your perspective on
that. I'd love to hear the story that you guys created. Well, joining us next is a first time and gathering participant, Becky Kammeyer, who's our operations manager for the youth gathering, who had a lot of responsibilities. Becky, why don't you tell us about all the things that you were managing and working through the whole process. You started and joined the staff about a year before the event. So kind of just walk us through all the things that you were doing to serve participants at the gathering.
Right. Sure. I'd be happy to do that. Hi, everybody. So it was a fast and furious year, as I have said previously, and I learned so much and just, it was awesome. So I picked it up and we started with registration. We got all our congregations registered, all of the volunteers, close to 1,000 plus volunteers had to be registered in our system. We got all of that done, and then came the housing part of it, and we housed everybody and got everybody a great hotel to stay in. And then through the backpack stuffing, I also served with the great shuttle team. Shout out to them for doing a great job and getting all our shuttles and our servant events where they needed to be. But yeah, that's pretty much what I did.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of logistics.
It's a lot.
Because how many hotels did we end up having?
We had 50 hotels.
And we had shuttles for servant events. We had shuttles for special guests. We had shuttles for special needs. Who else am I missing?
Planners. The worship musicians.
There were a lot of timetables.
Yes.
Lots of Excel sheets for you.
They did so great. They kind of ran themselves, and I was so proud of them, and they're just awesome.
So a question we're going to ask you, what was one moment of the 2025 gathering that you are going to remember?
So for me, it will be the backpack stuffing.
Nice.
And because, as Juliana knows, it was my huge stress thing. She kept saying, are you stressing about anything? And I would just say, just the backpack stuffing, because I feel like I don't have control over it. And it just came together so well. And the most amazing part of it was, well, Danny Swofford was like amazing. And crazy as it is, we think a lot alike. So it went really, really smooth. And just everybody showed up, they showed out, and it was awesome. So many Team Flex came, and it was just a blessing, and we were done. They were all there, so.
I couldn't believe when, heard the reports of how one, I stopped by early on and how many were already done.
Right.
And then I was like, we're already done. I was like, oh, wow, that's great. People showed up and showed out and worked hard and got it done quickly.
They did. They worked so hard. And all ages. That's even better. We had older people and young yabs who were there helping us. Just everybody was there and everybody got along. And they all had a great time doing it, too. That was the best.
It's fun work that way.
Kind yes, of. When absolutely.
I think you put in one of your communications. The more the merrier that shows up, it's more fun. So,
yes.
Yeah, it's fun that way.
So this was your first gathering. Your daughters had come previous gathering. So you kind of maybe knew a little bit.
Right.
But this was your first gathering. So what's some things that you learned at the gathering?
Well, the mass events were just awesome. Like just to be there and worship together with everybody was just fabulous on Wednesday morning. But again, going back to the mass events, they were just great time to be together and praise God together. But yeah, so I just learned organization is key and everybody working together and everybody doing their part and it all does come together.
Sometimes we forget that, like, if everybody does their role, eventually all those pieces do come together.
And I think it's hard for your first time experience. Like, I feel like I have lessons to learn along the way until those yows and those ambassadors show up and get into those roles. Like, you're always kind of questioning, is this really going to come together? And then it's like the Calvary that shows up, like, all of a sudden, like, it comes together beautifully.
Joining us next is Lauren Humphrey. She is our intern for the summer, coming to us from Concordia, Wisconsin. Lauren, tell us a little bit about your role jumping in really just for us this last summer and this summer as our intern.
Absolutely. It's been a crazy journey. So I started down here with the youth ministry office last summer, helping primarily with our National Lutheran Youth Workers Convention, and then joining back this summer to help with the gathering in any way that I can support the staff in the office with all the things they're doing. So it's really been a blessing.
Yeah. You perhaps had one of the more varied job descriptions for the summer, from some of the tasks we had you working on this summer to, hey, I'm just going to be a reporter for the youth gathering and be out in front of seeing all these things in action. So, yeah, so thanks for jumping in.
Our staff had kind of a duke out fight over who got to have Lauren at the actual gathering.
So,
I love it. It was great. It's been awesome to see go from the background to then being right on
the front line, showing
people everything. It's been crazy, but so much fun.
All right, so what's one moment of the 25 gathering that you were going to remember?
Yeah, I think one of the most impactful things was getting to go to the Nebraska District's district event and report. I did a Facebook Live there, so you can check that out if you want to see more about it. But we did a live there of they did a second line parade, which is huge in New Orleans tradition. And I got to learn more from some local people about what that tradition looked like, get involved with the district. And they were having so much fun, so all of the media team was having so much fun. We just had a blast. And the musicians and the performers that they had there loved that we were there and were just having a blast with us and really wanted to share their culture with us. So it was really wonderful.
So we really love to hear how the districts, I think, really connected a lot with the local culture in a lot of different ways. Musicians or doing the boat rides or the things that took place was really great. So I was glad Nebraska did that as well.
Yeah.
It was the same event they did in 16 that was such a smashing success. We're like, we're going to do it again because it worked so well. So
absolutely.
It was great to have another group of participants be able to participate in it and be able to experience that. It's just a great way to get connected with New Orleans.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about your schedule as a reporter. How many things were you covering a day? What were your hours a little bit? We heard from Meredith earlier about kind of the media team, but what was your day in a life of the gathering for you?
Yeah, each day honestly looked a little different because there was different things that we would go off site to serve in events, down to the Superdome to interview people in back. So it was really a structured schedule more so than a lot of people. Going into it, we were like, okay, this is everything we want to cover at the gathering. Now, how do we break this up into the 5 days of the gathering to make sure we hit everything we want to hit? So it was kind of a slow build and then peaked around Sunday and Monday where I think we did somewhere between 8 to 10 different lives and interviews of different things those days, and then kind of tapered off towards the end of the gathering.
We certainly heard, I mean, we've always strived to do this, I know, in the gathering, but again, heard from people back home, parents and church members who said, like, man, wait, thank you for bringing the gathering alive back
to
us. People have been praying for their kids and adult leaders who are going or supporting them in different ways. So thanks for making that a big and strong connection for congregations back home. So another question that we have is, how do you hope that the 25 gathering continues to impact youth and adults who attended?
Yeah, I think that word hope kind of hits it home for me. And Tanner, who is with us as one of the hosts, touched on this a little bit, and he is a wonderful deliverer of the message of hope that we have in the gospel and continuing to bring that to our youth. I know that was what I took out of my first gathering as a participant that was super powerful for me, but continuing to bring that hope and good news of Jesus Christ to our youth that are coming continuing to give them hope that they're not alone, especially if they come from a congregation where they are the only youth coming with an adult. They are going to see that they are not by themselves. 15,000 other youth surrounding them are confessing the same faith and who are being built up in the same way, and getting to see the church at large like that gives an unparalleled hope to a lot of experiences.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
Well, and we're just so grateful that you were willing to come and have this kind of servant-hearted everything from stuffing bracelets into registration packs.
Free tickets.
To doing 10 Facebook Lives. To be able to do kind of that variety of things and mostly communicate, again, as Meredith's whole team does, the story of what's happening at the gathering and how God's at work there. So we really appreciated all the work that you've been doing with us this summer.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Joining us now is Sarah Singh, who served from, July of 24 and through the gathering in many and various ways. Tell us all that you did to support the gathering in preparation for and then during the event itself, too.
Yeah, so my role was to be kind of a program assistant for the gathering and then also just kind of help where I could as far as with the youth ministry staff. So I did a lot of the program side. So talking about, you know, coordinating sessions and speakers and what talent we had, a little bit of communication with our exhibitors and special guests, just kind of a hodgepodge of different things, honestly. But no, it was great. And then a big role was also supporting all of our planning teams and just kind of keeping them connected, updated, and communicating with them from our office. So it was exciting. It was a good year.
Awesome. So you've served on planning teams before, interned in 2019 with our office, and was on like the Mosaic multi-ethnic team in connection with that, along with a lot of other roles in that gathering, then was also on that team in 2022. So you had seen the gathering a little bit, but no doubt seen it from this perspective as a staff member and being really very intensely connected for 12 months and beyond, got to see a little bit of different perspective. So what was maybe made the 2025 gathering unique from the other ones that you've experienced in the past?
Yeah, I think you kind of hinted to it, just being able to see and take a deep dive into the many, many layers of what it takes to put this gathering on. Just seeing the planning teams and the volunteers and just all the people it takes to make this happen and being a part of that. Every single gathering, I've gotten further and further into seeing it and just to understand why, you know, Mark and Julianne and staff are sometimes, you know, going crazy with just all the details and all the people to manage. Yeah. So it was a beautifully unique experience, challenging in a good way, just to be able to learn so much about the leaders and the people it takes to put the gathering on. That was very unique this time, in a lot more details and a lot more people management of kind of making it happen.
So you've seen a lot of different things, but for this gathering, is there any particular moment that's going to stick with you that you're going to remember?
I have a few. And what I thought was funny was that right after the gathering ended, so many people were asking me, like, what were your highlights? What were your highlights? And I was like, I don't remember anything right now.
I was like,
guys, I need time.
I don't even know what day it is right now.
I needed so much more time to process. And now I can remember more things. So I would say, I think it's easy to remember like the really big moments because that's what people think of with the gathering, the big things, all the crowds of people and like the thousands at mass events. But some of my favorite moments were just like the little interactions I got to see, like not even that I was a part of, but like, for example, coming out of mass events on, I don't know what night, it was Monday or Tuesday maybe, and just seeing, you know, the floods and thousands of people exiting the mass event, right, at the stadium. And seeing like 80% of them high five the security guards. Moments like that of just, they're like singing the doxology on their way out and they're just super happy, high fiving, cheering on security guards. Just kind of the overall involvement with the city and all the different staffing personnel who may know nothing about the gathering and got to witness it and engage with our participants. Those things are really cool. Those moments are really cool. And even just seeing how the teenagers like interact with each other, strangers, right? Saw a kid who their foot or their ankle was broken, and he was just having everybody sign his cast. And it was so cute and wholesome. And just the interaction of, like, they didn't know each other, and they just, like, started a full-on conversation, and just kind of the community that we can create at the gathering was really special.
Joining us now is Emily Myers, who had a unique role on the gathering staff. Had attended gathering as a youth before, but first time going through it on the planning side. So tell us a little bit about all that you did on a staff perspective for the gathering this year.
Yeah, this year I did registration and arrangements. So I worked with Becky getting all the congregations registered, including the volunteers, all the ambassadors and YAVs and Team Flex. And then I also got to do the arrangements side, so purchasing everything from the chairs you sat in to the post-it notes you wrote things on. That was me.
It was awesome. So it was a little different. Like, it was actually kind of a unique even position description that we've had historically on the staff. So Friday and Saturday at the gathering, you did a lot of prep for registration, but it was a little weird because then you had other responsibilities. How much time were you actually in the registration area on Friday and Saturday? Were you able to get out there quite a bit?
Yeah, I was actually. I really helped man the help desk with Becky. Yeah. I was lucky enough to have a really great manager for the arrangements team, so he really took the reins over there when I was gone.
That was even when going into the week, we were saying, like, well, you've got a lot of places where you might be troubleshooting stuff, so you have to be flexible with that. So I'm glad it worked out for you to be at the registration desk a lot. I know I got to see you a couple times out there after doing all that time of hard work getting that prepped. So question we have for you then is, what is one moment from the 2025 gathering that you are going to remember?
Yeah, so one morning I remember walking past all the boxes of registration shirts, bags, Bibles, guidebooks, just everything we were going to give to all the participants at registration. And I was just wondering, how is this all going to get packed in one day? And that was in the morning before any other volunteer came in. But a couple hours later, around my lunch break, after working in the arrangements area, I came in to check the registration area, and just seeing all the volunteers and their family members just working hard on packing the bags together and cheering once they hit a certain interval of bags, a couple thousand, just that excitement that they radiated was so memorable.
Yeah. Volunteers do an amazing job because it is pretty intimidating the first time you see all those pallets of bags and t-shirts and Bibles and guidebooks. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, how is that going to get done? And God provides the volunteers, and it's awesome to see. And they have fun doing it too, which is great. Always a great experience at the gathering.
Well, and anybody who's done youth ministry or just congregational educational ministry where, like, you've had to prep for an event, you're planning your kids for camp and you're packing your extra bag, make that times how many congregations we have coming to the gathering and everything that we have from in both facilities, all of the stuff that we have. How many pallets did we send from our office down?
From our office, we had maybe 11.
Pallets of things, plus stuff that was sent down.
Yeah, so total we had like 22 pallets. That was a lot.
A lot of things, right? And keeping track of all of that. You have a great team that helps you out with that.
Yeah.
But just an amazing behind the scenes component that maybe, you know, we think about it from a smaller perspective. Do I have all the games I need for like Wednesday night? Do I have all the supplies? But like for something like this, to have somebody who's, you know, who's working, has a whole area that's just about all of the stuff that makes the program run.
Right.
So that was definitely different than your experience as a participant.
Very true.
So what made the 25 gathering unique from the others you've experienced?
Yeah, I think overall it was really interesting to see this gathering now as an adult because I did just segue from a youth participant to staff. I didn't have any volunteer experience. So something I think I noticed earlier on was I've always heard about how our church body is kind of decreasing in numbers and how people kind of view it as the church is dying out. But honestly, that Superdome felt just as full this year than when it did when I was 15. And all those teenagers were just as excited in 25 as my friends were in 16 and 19. And that's exactly how these adult leaders and volunteers feel from the gatherings they attended in the 90s and the 80s. So seeing that has been a very unique experience because I now have the perspective on how special the LCMS youth gathering is to our church body.
Yeah. No, it is. It's amazing how from gathering to gathering, we can hear some of those same mm-hmm. things mm-hmm. about the hope that it gives us for our church and mm-hmm. the encouragement right. it gets to see our young people. But it's a different thing to see yeah. as an adult than, yeah. than maybe as a teenager.
Yeah. It's a lot of hope as a teenager, but then a different kind of hope as yeah. an adult, seeing mm-hmm. it with the younger people.
I hope you had a lot of joy and thinking of all those pieces that brought young people together and adults together and serving them in big ways and little ways yeah. and your hands and your team's hands and making that possible. It's always yeah. awesome to see. Right, trace back to so many decisions that were made or purchases that were made or conversations that happened that made mm-hmm. some of those things come to life. So thanks for all your yeah. amazing work and making it possible.
Yeah, thank you guys. Mm-hmm.
So, Mark, there is nothing that you are not in charge of at the gathering, I feel like. There's pretty much, you know, as the program manager, as the director of LCMS Youth Ministry, you have a lot of responsibilities. But you also get feedback from all sorts of people, mm-hmm. from our city, from both of the facilities that we use mm-hmm. and the hotels that we use. When you hear back from the city, what are some of the impressions they maybe had of our experience?
Yeah, I think they see the stuff that I think some of the, you know, the staff discussed before, some of the unique stuff that we bring as Lutheran Christians into an event like this, into the community, how we treat each other, how we treat people around us. And we talk about this a lot. Like it's just every gathering, God does not disappoint in his work through our people and through our young people. And we just hear from staff facilities, from police officers, whatever it is, that like your people are different. And I truly do not think that they're just telling us that. I mean, there's a lot of times in the hospitality industry, right. people just say things, but right. like we just hear this all the time. I mean, everything from facilities, you cannot believe the amount of people who come and are at this event and our volunteers. And that's not just our planning teams. That's all our adult leaders who are giving up their time to be a part of this. And that we're just unique that way. That how well organized we are for the type of event we are and working with young people, how focused we are on the program, that when we tell them our convention center is going to be full for 6 to 8 hours a day with 15,000 plus people, and they are, and they're at sessions, yeah. they're on the yeah. floor, they're going on service projects, and they're highly engaged. And that's so much of the work of our adult leaders prepping our groups ready to go, and that our kids are eager to do it. I think it's one to hear how amazing our YAVs are. I mean, I know this is probably a small thing, but it gives my heart such joy when the hotel that hosted the YAVs are saying they have gave some of the best tips that staff has seen in months. These are college students who are already yes. paying to be there. Yeah. And on top of it are tipping the maids because out of gratitude for them and seeing them and seeing how hard they work. And that's just awesome. Like, and I'll say, we're not always known as the best tipping event in the world. I mean, but I think we've gotten better thanks to our adult leaders who I think have raised that up because yeah. we don't want to have that reputation. And what kind of witness that makes. I mean, I know it's a small thing and it's around, I think, what we call understand as vocation. But I just love to hear those stories of the witnesses of people who say, you know, we had another person say, like, your youth brought back my hope in humanity. And it's like, yeah, it's a hopeful group. And we love to see it and the faith that they confess and put into action in so many ways. And just, I think sometimes maybe you all don't hear that as adult leaders or the youth themselves, but you do make a huge impact. And what a witness for Christ and how you come in and behave and connect and show Christ's love in word and deed. And that's just one of the most proudest moments I have of the event, that when we can hear city officials tell us that, and even the engagement that we had in the mass events and worship, and be like, we just don't see that from events, that you are so engaged in what's happening, singing, praising, speaking. And so we're just so thankful again for all the investment adults make, and of course for the young people themselves, and just how it encouraged us as a church to see your faith in action and to see you wanting to be together as God's people, singing his praise and hearing his word and being refreshed in his promises.
Yeah, I love seeing everything from the security guards yeah. who are in our mass events, who aren't tied to our event, but who are singing and praising alongside yeah. us yeah. to, you know, I didn't get to eat breakfast in my hotel until Wednesday, and I did, and witnessed a group of adult leaders who had, like, made buddies with the waiter who'd been waited on them every, and they're taking selfies, and he's making sure their water bottles are filled up. Those experiences leave an impact yep. that point people back to why we gather together mm-hmm. and to Jesus. It's such a big deal. All right, so you've been to many of these mm-hmm. gatherings now. Anything that made this one unique for you?
That's a really good question. I think especially being back in New Orleans too, there were so many things that were familiar, I guess maybe be the way to say it, in terms of, you know, a lot of the facilities were the same and hotels, even names were the same. So there was a lot of things that were familiar, I think, to me. I think the one part that was unique was probably seeing, I was thinking in my head and talked to one of our key planners on Sunday morning, probably about 10:30, and said, are we sure we don't have 40,000 people registered for this event? Or did we get about extra wristbands? Like the amount of activity to walk around the convention center and to see, like, I knew 1,500 people just got out on servant events. Sessions were full, and it felt like the floor was full too. Yeah. And so, like, I think that was one thing worth, I think having two gatherings in a row now where we were shuttling a lot of people, and purposely we had people coming in waves because of the shuttle to have everybody there and to see, like, y'all wanted to go to sessions at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
We had them there for a reason. And at the same time, we were telling all the speakers, like, hey, you're 10 and 10:30s. You know, only half the people are eligible because half the people are in Bible study. But Bible studies were full too. So it wasn't like you're skipping Bible studies to go to sessions. And so, like, to see the engagement and that youth were up, adults were up, and that you wanted to be in God's word and be in sessions was awesome to see. And I mean, I know there was some Facebook posts about, you know, doing pre-assigned seating and stuff like that for sessions, which is a monumental task, but yet it was great to see the engagement that was around sessions and just the program in general. So I think that was something that was a little unique to go back to a time when we 8,000 people like we did the last two gatherings, and to see, like, oh no, if, you know, kind of, if we build it, they will come. If we offer it, they will come. Yeah. For the program. And so that was cool to see. So exciting for us as we think till San Antonio next gathering.
Yeah.
How about you?
A couple of things. I would say, you know, one of the things that happened this time that I, you know, haven't happened before was, you know, last time we did assigned seating, but we did it kind of by the skin of our teeth, mm-hmm. just through sheer force of will and through the usage of perhaps our families as labor and our teams, you know, our volunteer teams as labor. And to see how seating works when we had somebody who knew how to make the zeros and the ones do the work for us, just to see Megan figure out this, solve this problem for us in a way that we could not have done it using the gifts that God has given her and living out her vocation that way. Hopefully you get to see her story on the People of the Gathering on the social media. If you haven't, check it out. But that was a cool piece. I also know that this time we hedged because we had some space. We said, hey, we're going to try and have some bigger rooms for adult leaders. We're going to try and have a few more adult leader sessions, not a lot more, but a few more. And we're going to see, we're going to trust that our adult leaders also want to come here and be fed with God's word and to learn about how to be healthy youth leaders in the 3 years after the gathering and beyond. We added, you know, some space for that, and just to see how many adult leaders really did show up for adult sessions, for affinity groups, how they filled the rest area and felt like we could really care for them well. And not that we haven't done that in the past, really, to see, like, again, you talk about if we build it, they will come. I wasn't sure that was going to be true, but thank you to the adult leaders who took the time and who were really interested in making sure that you guys were also getting engagement and learning opportunities as well.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think is going to be, beyond that, one of the moments that you're going to remember from this gathering?
Oh, man. So many good ones. If I had to, like, think of, like, a couple of ones that sort of epitomized this gathering for me, this is the feast during worship. Hit me in a way that, like, maybe it was partly the theme, and we've been talking about endure and how we endure together and enduring to the end. And the music was, I mean, all of worship was amazing, but that moment in particular, I think, like you said, that the times where we just saw people engaging in the programming and, you know, I get to help with the youth booth. And so getting to walk through the youth booth and see people engaging with what LCMS Youth Ministry does and other times that's not the gathering was really fun. And then probably, you know, one of the big ones is we get to commission our executive team members. And so we got to pray with our outgoing and incoming executive team members just before we went on stage. And so that was a moment of completion and also starting with our youth lead program that was always a bittersweet moment to have together with them on Monday. How about you?
Yeah, so you kind of touched on one that I think would be for me, just in general with the gathering always, is the singing. And so just hearing those voices singing, whether it was at a mass event, whether it was the worship service, when we had different hymns, or this is the feast, different parts of the liturgy, there are moments where the instrumentation stops and just listen to the voices. And it's a beautiful thing to hear our young people and adult leaders sing together praises to Jesus and his word. And just what a foundation that is for us is one of my favorite things of the gathering that always is something I walk away with. I think the other thing, too, that was unique, for those of you that were there, you definitely probably know this, or if you followed online, possibly know, too, that we had protesters from Westboro Baptist Church that was there on Tuesday morning. And for me, it was twofold, is to see how well all of you as adult leaders and congregations and youth handled that, of all those people we were moving through at the time, during a very busy time of moving. But at the same time, too, like, it was really cool to kind of see the fruition of our planning teams, who just over a little bit of communication the night before, the day before, working with NOPD, working with the city, just when you see a team work together for the care of people, which was our young people and adult leaders, to make the best of a difficult situation and to share the love of Jesus with our participants and with our community. A Louisiana State police officer was in the middle of the situation with us, and just what a great example that was, and to see the joy on his face to know that he's able to support our groups as they were entering the convention center. So again, thanks to all those of you that were there that handled the situation very well, but then also to our planning teams who put, you know, goes into all that time of that we invest in communication and preparation, and to see them jump into action and do a great job was awesome. So that's definitely one of those things I'm going to remember. I kind of had a perch where I was able to watch it from high up above, and to see all the little pieces that were going into action to make it take place and be on the radio was awesome to see it happen. Yeah.
Lots of conversations happening that night and that morning, and just to see God work through that situation was amazing. So Mark, how do you hope the 2025 gathering continues to impact youth and adults who attended?
Well, I think we've even joked on the podcast before, certainly we have on our side, that like sometimes the theme doesn't necessarily hit us when we first select it, or take some time, tired of it.
For about the first year.
Yeah. And so we even joked about like, I don't think like endure, like that's, how is that going to hit when it's 115 and heat index in New Orleans, you know, and people really are trying to endure through that and other things. But I just, again, thank God and through his word in Hebrews, that I hope this is a message that, again, is one that has connections and hooks for young people and adults alike through every phase of their life. And to understand, I think, one, obviously the foundation we have in Jesus, his endurance for us, and how that gives us the strength to endure through this broken world and through our own sinfulness, and the gift of the promise that we have of eternal life and the forgiveness of sins, that is the foundation of our endurance. And I hope, I mean, it's one thing that can be unique about a gathering, is the blessing God gives us to help us in that endurance with people around us. And those are certainly the people that have gone before us as we think through Hebrews 11. But then we think of our Christian congregation, we think of our families, we think of our friends, people we haven't met yet that we will in the future. And just that importance of face-to-face human connection in the name of Jesus. And I hope that is something that, again, propels them as we think about enduring to the end. So we think about our vocations, that I hope young people and adults alike can point back to the 5 days of the gathering or the preparation that goes in and see the beauty of Christian community and time in God's word. I'm always blown away. It doesn't have to be the gathering. It can be a week at camp. It can be another Christian experience. And just sometimes being able to disconnect from the things back home, to put the phone away, to do those kind of things, and to just be refreshed in God's word and Christian community can be a beautiful thing that I hope will be a lasting impression on young people when they have those doubts, when they have those times of transition, when they have those difficult days, they can reflect and say like, okay, I know where to go. And that's to God's word. That's to God's people. That's to go be in worship. That's to be refreshed by his gifts. And I hope that the gathering can just be one of those little things that reminds them of that can go with them, again, regardless of the age. And so that's one of my hopes, that again, that could be a theme that connects with them through all the phases of life. How about you?
I know that's very well said. I definitely think this theme, like we said, I was not sure how it was going to hit. And then it becomes, God works in and through, as we spend so much time in that passage and in the passages around it this time, as we spend so much time in prayer. One of the things that's really neat about the gathering is that everybody who's contributing as a planner or on the staff, really, how often do you get to sit in one single piece of scripture for, for years?
Right.
And with other Christians helping you to pull out the everything that God is saying in this for us today and for our lives of faith. And I just think about how many young people I hope were in that crowd in Bible studies, in sessions, in mass events on the Interactive Center floor, who both recognize that they're not alone in what they believe. They're not alone. They are a part of this body, and they are wanted to an important part of this, that they can contribute using their gifts and skills in service in so many different ways, both modeled in our plan, but then also on all the kinds of service that we do on the floor and offsite. But that they're carrying around, hopefully most of all, these new relationships with each other and with the adult leaders that are there. And those relationships then become, help become a catalyst for ongoing youth ministry. You know, you've heard us say it before, this is more than just the 5 days. And we really do. I hope that what they experience at the gathering becomes this jumping off point for continued study of God's word, for continual time in worship and in those relationships with one another that carry them forward into whatever's next for them. We could probably go on and on and on, and we pray that you guys are continuing to hear stories from your young people and from your adult leaders about the gathering and thinking about how you want to carry that forward into your ongoing youth ministry. But for now, let's start with some closing questions. First, how would you or your youth group that you brought to the gathering reflect back on the gathering?
How can the theme of endurance play a part in your ongoing teaching of faith and building community at your congregation?
And then finally, how are you celebrating your adult leaders, parents, and other supporters? We will continue to keep you in our prayers as you return home, as you return to your regular youth ministry, and we look forward to seeing you in 2028.
End Goals Podcast is a production of LCMS Youth Ministry and KFUO Radio. To find links mentioned in the episode or more about LCMS Youth Ministry, go to kfuo.org/youthministry. And find resources for youth ministry at youthesource.com. Thank you for listening and caring for the young people of our church.